The Olympic crackdown continues on Christians in China. A ministry launches some new tools to help build the kingdom of God, and local churches are mobilizing to reach Belgium. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A month from tomorrow, the Olympic Games begin in Beijing. With all the attention focused on the country's human rights record, the persecution of Christians has also drawn the spotlight. Open Doors' Carl Muller says the campaign to eradicate house churches and silence believers is ongoing.
There's a very prominent Christian, Xi Weihan, who's detained right now in a Chinese prison, and his health is deteriorating greatly. I mean, he's been in since November of 2007 for illegal business practices, which means running a bookstore where Bibles and other Christian materials were sold.
Muller says prayer can change a lot of things. For example, just a few months ago,
there was a rumor around that the Chinese government was not going to allow any Bibles at all during the Olympics. And, of course, Christians around the world prayed, and the Chinese government quickly retracted that statement. And to complete the circle, issued an official Olympic Rings edition of the Bible.
Next, Americans are feeling the bite of a souring economy. People are tightening their belts. Here's Life Inner City is looking ahead to the new school year because many families won't be able to afford school supplies this year. Here's Life's Ted Gandy.
We feel it's really important that we get kids off to a good start, and as mundane as this may seem to some, it's a big deal for an elementary or a junior high child.
Gandy says their backpacks of school supplies or power packs build bridges.
This year we're committed to providing over 2,500 power packs in 14 cities across the country, and we're basically raising $29.50 for each of those.
The backpacks are handed out by ministry partners.
In each one of the power packs, we have an urban book of hope. It has a number of gospel stories, simplified gospel stories, a lot of graphics, projects for them to do. So often when a caregiver will deliver a power pack to a child, they'll actually pull out the gospel presentation and go through it with the family or with the child.
You're listening to Mission Network News. India Partners wants to recommend some witnessing tools that its short-term mission teams have used effectively. Evangel cubes, beaded bracelets, and kits for making reading glasses are practical, inexpensive tools for sharing the gospel at home or abroad, says President and CEO Brent Hampel.
Even after the short-term team leaves the area, there is that small, tangible reminder of the gospel to remind them of the love of Jesus Christ.
Simple reading glasses made of wire and plastic lenses can transform the lives of people in remote villages. For $1.50, you can fund a reading glasses kit and introduce someone to the gospel.
That's what the beauty of these tools are. They don't cost very much, so a team could purchase quite a few of these. They don't take up a lot of space. They can pack them in their trunks and hand check them all the way to the other side of the earth.
Meanwhile, Ramez Atala will be the speaker for Urbana 09, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Triennial Student Missions Conference. Atala is General Secretary of the Bible Society of Egypt. He'll focus on the first four chapters of the Gospel of John at the conference in St. Louis, Missouri. A native of Egypt, Atala got involved with InterVarsity while attending McGill University. Pray that the conference will inspire and train many students to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth. And Operation Mobilization's second annual Hope Brussels campaign will provide churches with resources and mobilize them to reach their community. Most Belgians are indifferent to the gospel, but a short-term missions team is partnering with churches in Brussels to reach a variety of cultures in their city. Evangelical Christians make up less than 1% of Belgium's diverse secular population. Pray that God will do a great work of revival there. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.